Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and we're continuing in phase three, Aspirational Sovereignty of the Sacred Rebuke series. If you've been walking with me through these episodes, you know we're not chasing overflow. We're preparing for it. We've learned that daily devotion is the foundation. Now it's time to build upon it, not with bricks and blueprints, but with belief and embodiment. Because the outer house, the car, the home, the relationship, the business will only ever reflect the architecture of your inner one. And here's the sacred rebuke. Too many people are decorating what hasn't been built. They're picking curtains before they poured the concrete. They want abundance to move in, but haven't cleared the clutter in the rooms of their mind. This is where we slow down and look inward. When we stop asking, when will it show up? And start asking, am I ready to hold it when it does? So today's message is for the builders, the visionaries, the women who are called to create something lasting. Not just a brand, not just a business, but a life rooted in wholeness, not appearance. Take a deep breath and say it with me, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. I've built a lot of beautiful things on the outside before I was ready to hold them on the inside. Businesses, partnerships, platforms, rooms I prayed to be in, only to realize once I got there, my inner foundation was still catching up. See, it's easy to build a brand. It's easy to make something look stable. But building the inner house, that's where the real work happens. That's where you meet yourself in the quiet and ask, is my soul as organized as my strategy? We live in a world obsessed with the outer house. Perfect feeds, perfect faces, perfect families. And yet, how many of those beautiful houses are filled with anxiety, resentment, or exhaustion? How many women do you know, or maybe it's you, who have built empires that look unshakable on the outside, but inside, they're barely standing? Because the truth is, anything built from emptiness must eventually collapse under its own weight. The applause fades. The money fluctuates. The image cracks. And that's when the illusion of success starts to crumble. Not to punish you, but to purify you. You can't sustain what you build from fear. You can't maintain what you manifest from unhealed energy. You can't hold abundance with hands that still tremble from unworthiness. Now I want to go deeper. I've never been a woman obsessed with appearance. I hardly wear makeup. I'm the one who will roll out of bed, wash my face, and run to the store because I was inspired, never stopped to think about what I look like. And I'm that same woman in business. When I start working with a company, I don't care about the window dressing. I want to know what's going on inside. What's the foundation? What's the structure? What's really holding this together? But somewhere along the way, I realized I wasn't always giving myself that same grace. I wasn't checking my inner structure with the same diligence. See, I didn't build an image. I built escapes. When my marriage wasn't aligned with how I wanted to live, I escaped to work. When my mother's alcoholism made home unpredictable, I escaped to my friends' houses, to laughter, to distraction, anything that took my mind off the chaos. Escaping became my construction pattern. Working was my hiding place. Achievement became my anesthetic. And for a while it worked. At least it looked like it did. The outside was impressive. The output was constant. But my inner house was calling me home. Eventually, I had to learn to stop escaping and start standing internally. To build a foundation that didn't require distraction to feel safe. To find stillness in places I used to run from. To sit with the discomfort I once buried under accomplishment. That's when I understood. You can build an empire and still feel homeless inside if you haven't built your inner house. So here's the sacred rebuke. Escapism wears many faces. For some, it's performance. For others, it's perfection. And for women like me, it's productivity. But no matter what form it takes, it all leads to the same truth. You can't live in peace if you keep running from presence. Building your inner house means staying when it's uncomfortable, listening when it's quiet, and trusting that the peace you seek doesn't come from motion. It comes from meaning. This is the sacred rebuke. Stop trying to renovate what's visible before repairing what's internal. Stop chasing visibility before you claimed vision. And stop building outer walls when the inner ones are hollow. Because if your mind is cluttered, no mansion will make you feel at home. If your heart is divided, no partnership will bring you peace. If your energy is chaotic, no planner will bring you clarity. The real house, the one that determines everything else, is built in prayer, in silence, in devotion, in discipline. It's built in the moments no one sees. When you choose alignment over attention, truth over performance, and peace over presentation. And let me tell you, once you start building your inner house, the outer one won't just look better, it will last. Let's go to the word for a moment. Matthew 7:24-27 says, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise builder who built her house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words and does not put them into practice is like a foolish builder who built her house on sand." Now notice something. Both builders experienced the same storm. The difference wasn't the weather. It was the foundation. One built from alignment. The other built from appearance. One built from devotion. The other built from distraction. And that's how life works. The storm isn't punishment. It's proof. It reveals what's real. It tests what you've built internally long before it ever takes anything externally. Proverbs 24:3-4 says, "By wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures." Those rare and beautiful treasures are peace, purpose, discernment, patience, truth. They are not the kind of things you can post. They are the kind of things you embody. And Psalm 127 reminds us plainly, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. That means if Source, Spirit, God, your higher self, whatever name you call the infinite, isn't in the blueprint, the structure won't hold. Because the energy that builds you must be the energy that sustains you. Here's the sacred rebuke. Don't ask God to bless the house you built on avoidance. Ask instead for the courage to rebuild it on truth. Because when your inner foundation is rock, peace, purpose, and presence become your permanent address. Metaphysically, the house isn't wood or walls, it's consciousness. It's the structure of your inner world. Your thoughts are the beams. Your emotions are the mortar. Your beliefs are the foundation that everything else rests on. Neville Goddard said, "The world is yourself pushed out," meaning the condition of your outer life can never rise above the condition of your inner house. You can repaint the walls of circumstance, but if the structure of your self-concept is cracked, the pattern will repeat. New decor, same foundation. Florence Scovel Shinn taught, your word is your wand. And every word you repeat builds a wall in your inner house. If your self-talk is filled with fear, you're building a prison. If it's filled with faith, you're building a palace. Energy architecture is real. Every thought lays a brick. Every feeling reinforces a being. Every consistent practice, journaling, silence, gratitude, becomes the scaffolding that holds your expansion. When you build from alignment, your outer reality has no choice but to rearrange itself to match the new blueprint. That's why you can change homes, partners, or business models and still end up in the same emotional neighborhood because you haven't changed the inner floor plan yet. Devotion, what we talked about in the last episode, is the daily maintenance of that house. It's energetic housekeeping. It's how you sweep out worry, dust off resentment, and polish your peace so light can enter again. Here's the sacred rebuke. You cannot outsource construction on your consciousness. No coach, no lover, no prayer partner can build it for you. They can hand you the tools, but you must lift them. Neville said, "Be still and know that you are." Florence said, "Intuition is the voice of spirit in man." And I'll add this, embodiment is the architecture of sovereignty. Because when your inner house is sound, you don't chase alignment, you become it. And everything outside of you simply reflects that stability within. Take a deep breath. Find stillness. You are the architect and the occupant of your life. Let these questions help you examine your foundation, not to judge it, but to strengthen it. Number one, what does my inner house look like right now? Is it cluttered with old stories, heavy with worry, or calm and clear? If my inner world were a room, what would I see, hear, and feel when I walked inside? Number two, where have I been renovating the outside while neglecting the inside? What parts of my life look beautiful but feel unstable? Am I maintaining appearances that my spirit can no longer support? Number three, what does escape look like for me today? Is it work, distraction, busyness, overgiving? What am I avoiding that actually needs my attention, care, or closure? Number four, where does my foundation still shake? What beliefs make me doubt my worthiness, my safety, or my power? What would it look like to rebuild those areas with truth and trust? Number five, what spiritual or energetic practices help me feel at home in myself? How can I expand those practices into a daily rhythm of devotion and grounding? Number six, if peace were the blueprint, what would I stop doing? What would I start doing instead? How would I design my days differently if I were building my life from wholeness, not from wounds? Number seven, who am I becoming as I strengthen my inner house? What qualities are rising within me? Wisdom, patience, faith, sovereignty? How will my outer world shift as a reflection of this new inner structure? Here's the truth. You can decorate a wound, but it will still ache. You can wallpaper over fear, but it will still whisper through the cracks. And you can build the biggest, most beautiful house on the block, but if the foundation beneath it is hollow, peace will never stay long. That's why we build the inner house first, because when the inside is ordered, the outside cannot help but follow. When your spirit is steady, success becomes sustainable. When your mind is clear, money becomes manageable. When your heart is open, relationships become reciprocal. The real work of becoming isn't about achieving more. It's about aligning more deeply. It's about creating a life that reflects your wholeness, not your hustle. When you build your inner house, storms still come, but they can't take you. You might shake, but you won't shatter. You might bend, but you won't break, because your foundation isn't built on applause or appearance or approval. It's built on truth. So here's what I want you to remember. You don't have to earn your worth. Just reinforce it. You don't have to chase what's yours. Just create space for it to live. You don't have to prove you're ready. Just prepare your inner house to receive. Because when your inner world is at peace, your outer world becomes inevitable. It aligns. It expands. It flourishes. Say it with me, out loud or in your heart. I'm building the inner house first. My peace is my foundation. My truth is my security. And I know who I play for. Stay happy. Stay healthy. Stay whole. And stay rich from the inside out. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's do it again. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.